It's Audio Mo 2017, day 29. We're nearly at the end. Today, back to a bit of politics, I guess. So, yesterday, there was a vote in the House of Commons on an amendment brought in by the Labour Party to cut the pay freeze on public sector workers. So, they've been limited to a 1% pay freeze since 2010. So basically every year that inflation is more than 1%, they're basically getting a pay cut. And this is in the light of Grenfell Towers fire. So all of those firemen have basically not had a realistic pay rise in 7 years. And the Tory party and the DUP, to a man and woman, voted against the amendment. And when the result of the vote was given out in the House of Commons, they cheered. These are the sort of people who have just got back into power in our country. They care not one hoot about anyone in this country apart from themselves. It is plain and simple as that. I don't know how long it will take the people of this country to understand this. It's just ridiculous. They've basically bribed the DUP with £1 billion to keep themselves clutching to power. That's all they've done. It's just, you just feel like giving up. But then another part of you just wants to keep fighting them, because it's the only way we are going to make them realise and get them out of power. These people are just, it's an easily used term, but they are just plain evil. They don't care at all. Just, oh, it's just ridiculous. And then today you've also had the judge who's been put in charge of the inquiry for Grenfell Towers pointing out straight away that he didn't, it would be doubtful, his own word, that they would get to the bottom of all of it. All along, people have been saying that a public inquiry wasn't the best way of sorting out what happened. An actual coroner's inquest would have been better, because the coroner has more powers. So there we go. We've learnt nothing and we'll learn nothing. And when will people learn how bad this Tory party are? Right. That's my rant for today. I've had enough of the lot of them. Bye.